Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. If you're feeling overwhelmed by big blockbuster movies, try something a bit smaller. CineCycle is having a free open screening of Super 8 films this Sunday. That's tomorrow. Bring your own or watch other people's. Just no videos, please. And on now at the TIFF Lightbox is Marlee Matlin, Not Alone Anymore, a surprisingly intimate documentary about the Oscar-winning deaf actress. A really great doc. And speaking of films directed by women, this week I'm looking at three more movies with female directors. There's A Girl in Somalia, Running in Circles, A Woman North of Ottawa, Pulled in Two Directions, and a couple in New York whose relationship is tied up in knots. Angela's Shadow, co-written and directed by Jules Kustaschen. It's the 1930s in Ottawa. Angela, played by Sarah Liss MacArthur, is a happy middle-class housewife who lives with her husband Henry, played by Matthew Kevin Anderson, an aspiring journalist. She's pregnant with her first child, but everything changes when an urgent letter arrives from her childhood nanny, Mary, played by Renee Morisseau. She writes that she must see Angela on her reserve, Mary's Cree, before the baby is born. While Angela is hesitant, Henry is gung-ho. He loves a good adventure and hopes to get some good shots and news scoops up in Canada's north. But once they get there, Angela is separated from Henry, she to meet the elders, and he to try his hand at, quote, native-style hunting. Angela is taken to a sacred area where she discovers the secrets of her past. She was born to a Cree mother and an Irish father, and when both parents died, she was sent to live with her father's sister in Ottawa. Turns out Mary is actually her aunt, too, on her mother's side. This was kept a secret to keep Angela safe from the dreaded residential schools. And they tell her the meaning of a little girl she keeps imagining in her visions. Henry, meanwhile, is taken on a hunting trip by two young men, Isaiah and Malachi, Angela's cousins, played by Asavak and Mahigan Kustaschen. Henry is eager to learn about their way of life, but understands everything through his Christian upbringing lens. So when he starts to see visions after a sweat lodge, something snaps. And while Angela welcomes her visions and finds an attachment to the land, Henry feels a deep fear and repulsion and an urgent need to take his wife away from there. Can they reconcile their differences, or will their visions prove hazardous to their health? Angela's Shadow is an historical drama about a clash of cultures between Anglo and Cree, Christianity and spirituality, and education in residential schools versus the passing on of outlawed culture, language, and rituals. Visually, this movie is quite lavish with period costume sets and lush camera work, sort of a Murdoch mystery style. It's also meticulous in its portrayals of Indigenous culture. I found the acting a bit over the top in the beginning, but it redeems itself once it turns into a psychological thriller. Yeah, Angela's Shadow is a bit melodramatic, but hey, I like melodramas. This is an engrossing Indigenous story about Canada's checkered history. Samia, co-directed by Yasemin Samdareli and Deka Mohammed. Samia, played by Rian Robolo, loves to run. Though only a little girl, she places among the top 10 runners in her town's annual race. She lives in a walled compound with her strict mother, her fun-loving dad, her conservative brother, Saeed, and her singing sister, Odam. She's also good friends with Ali, played by Zakaria Mohammed, who is almost like a brother to her. His family shares their compound. But he's a terrible runner, so he appoints himself Samia's coach. And like Rocky, they train outdoors, racing around corners and down back alleys. Their goal? To make her the fastest girl in town. And as they grow older, the teenage Samia and Ali, played by Ilhan Mohammed Osman and Elmi Rashid Elmi, discover there's a world out there beyond the city, beckoning Samia towards international competition. But Somalia is unstable, and armed military tanks roaming the streets. Fundamentalists demand all girls wear a headscarf, but what about my running, wonders Samia. Regional differences are on the rise, and so are religious fights. Local armies and with child soldiers are popping up everywhere, making it a dangerous place to live. Can Samia fulfill her dreams in an unstable country? Will she ever make it to the Olympics? And will her family support her if she does? Samia is a bittersweet, naturalistic biopic inspired by true events. It's told in a series of extended flashbacks from her past, remembered by an older Samia now fleeing Somalia for Italy via Libya. This is an Italian film co-directed by a Kurdish-German woman and an all-Somali cast. It reminds me a lot of Io Capitano from a few years back, but this one, while touching and sympathetic, is less triumphant. It's also rare, the first movie I've ever seen in Somalia, set in Somalia with Somali actors. I like this movie. Oh, Hi, co-written and directed by Sophie Brooks. Iris and Isaac, played by Molly Brooks and Logan Lerman, are a young couple in their 20s staying at a B&B in upstate New York. She is pretty, sexy, and fond of practical jokes. He is good-looking, chill, and open-minded. They've been dating for 3 months, but this one looks like a turning point. Isaac has perfectly arranged everything for the weekend, a beautiful house to stay in with a lake they can swim into the back, delicious meals he cooks for her. And the sex, they are adventurous and passionate together. So when they uncover some bondage materials in a closet, they decide to try it out. Isaac agrees to be chained down to the bed, and it works out better than either of them could hope. But somehow, the post-coital cuddling leads to some discussions which reveal she thinks they have a monogamous long-term relationship, while he thinks she's fun and friendly, but just another sex partner with no commitment. And all of this happens while he is still tied to the bed. Iris does not take this lightly. She feels betrayed. Isaac, on the other hand, is genuinely frightened with her jokes about wanting to stab a previous boyfriend to death. And as time passes by with little progress, both sides begin to panic. If she lets him go, will he call the cops and have her arrested for kidnapping? And he's thinking, is his life in danger? And then, when Iris's best friend Max, played by Geraldine Viswanathan, and her boyfriend arrive to find Isaac still tied to the bed, it gets even more complicated. How will they ever get themselves out of this colossal mess? Oh, Hi is a hilarious sex comedy about trust, relationships, and a date gone wrong. Well, I found some of the relationship psychologizing not so much fun. It only made up a small part of the movie. I've never seen Molly Brooks before. She co-wrote the script, but she has this uncanny ability to suddenly switch from gorgeous sex goddess to google-eyed maniac. Logan Lerman is more of the straight man, but carries off his laid-back role quite nicely, especially considering he's tied to the bedpost for much of the film. The story itself, along with the unexpected twists it takes, keeps you squirm laughing almost all the way through. Now, the audience at the screening I saw was maybe 80% women who really seemed to like it, but I think there's lots there for men to think about, too. This is a very funny movie. Angela's Shadow, Samia, and Oh Hi all open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.